Soros-funded groups demand Governor Rick Scott recuse himself from Florida recount. By Aaron Klein on November 10, 2018. Two organizations financed by billionaire liberal activist George Soros have threatened to take Florida Governor Rick Scott to court if he doesn't recuse himself from the state's recount, which includes his own senatorial election. Please issue a public statement that you will recuse yourself and remove yourself from any oversight of the 2018 election immediately, or we will have no choice but to seek a formal emergency remedy from the courts, reads a letter sent to Scott by the two groups, the League of Women Voters and Common Cause. The letter claims Scott intentionally politicized governance of the elections when he used his position to ask the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to investigate possible irregularities in ballot offices in southern Florida. The League of Women Voters purports to be nonpartisan, neither supporting nor opposing candidates or political parties at any level of government, but always working on vital issues of concern to members and the public. Capital Research charges the group has evidenced a major flirtation with the Democratic Party. The League documents its funding from Soros's Open Society Institute. Common Cause is also financed by Soros's Open Society Foundations. Its mission says it aims to build a democracy that works for us all. Scott's race against Senator Bill Nelson is one of three elections heading for recount in Florida after all three fell within the margin for a machine recount, and Scott's 0.15% margin will likely also result in a hand recount. Scott's call for an investigation came amid questions about the slow pace of Broward's ballot counting and past wrongdoings by the county's controversial elections supervisor, Brenda Snipes. A judge ruled that Snipes destroyed ballots too soon from a critical 2016 congressional race in which former Democratic National Convention (DNC) Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz won re-election. Snipes was also ordered by a judge earlier this year to change the way she handles mail-in ballots after her office was accused of opening them in secret. Over the weekend, the Miami Herald reported that Snipes' office mixed 20 rejected ballots with a sampling of 205 valid provisional ones in the current election. The discrepancy was reportedly found only after uproar from the Republican Party resulted in the Broward County Canvassing Board inspecting those provisional ballots.